1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A senior member of the House Democratic Caucus tells CBS's Major Garrett more members will come forward today and tomorrow to urge President Biden to abandon his reelection bid.
Most members have come to the conclusion, he told me, that it is time for the president to step aside. That does not mean that's what's going to happen.
Mr. Biden holds a high-stakes news conference today. The remnants of Hurricane Beryl have triggered catastrophic flooding in parts of Vermont, watching out roads leading to high water rescues. CBS's Tom Hansen is in Barrie.
One of the main concerns here, of course, is the water quality. There is a boil water notice in place right here. We spoke to one of the city officials. He said that could last for several days.
Tire trouble for an American Airlines flight getting ready for takeoff.
Whoa! Whoa, 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 whoa!
The plane aborted takeoff. American blamed a mechanical issue and says no one was injured. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Nearly all of Wisconsin's public water systems met all quality standards last year. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources annual drinking water report says 99% of systems were up to code in 2023. Wisconsin water systems got $155 million from the bipartisan infrastructure law last year. If President Biden wins re-election, he might have down-ballot Democrats to thank. State Representative Greta Neubauer says the reverse coattails effect is part of the Democratic strategy this year.
It is the work of State Assembly and State Senate candidates to lift up the rest of the ticket, and our candidates continue to do that.
Democrats say their candidates in state and local races in battleground states are outperforming Biden, which could end up helping him come November. Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The construction project on Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids is extending the road closure starting next week. Lincoln Street will be closed between Dewey Street up to the East Riverview Expressway. This means that you'll have to access Quick Trip by their back entrance on 6th Street South. Instead of turning onto Lincoln Street, you'll need to turn onto 8th Street South, then left on Dewey Street, go one block, then turn left on 6th Street South. Then you'll be able to access their parking lot from the back by Steve's Plumbing and Heating. This closure on Lincoln will begin at 7 a.m. on Monday, July 15th, and is expected to remain closed until around the beginning of August. Newsies Junior opens tonight at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. Friday's tickets are already sold out. You can see this amazing show at 7 tonight or at 2 on Saturday. Tickets are going fast. You can visit wrctheater.org for more information. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by our head of production, our co-host, Seth Haphagger.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're going to kick things off with our great friend, Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Brittany, we're getting we're getting a couple days here in a row with blue skies.
Isn't it nice? We're spoiled, finally.
Yeah, it's been nice, all right. And it looks like the temperatures are going to be increasing up into through the weekend as well.
Yes, they are. So what I'm going to say is basically today and tomorrow, mostly dry, super sunny, high-pressure system in place, and temperatures in those low to mid-80s. But the dew points are still comfortable. So honestly, today and tomorrow, just a picture-perfect summery day. Now, as we go into Saturday and Sunday and Monday, that's when I want to head further north and avoid the humidity, because dew points climbing into the 70s, ladies' hair is going to be curly and frizzy all throughout the weekend.
Not
and
just thirst.
Men, you're going to be sweating. You're going to be sweating.
Yeah. I got some very curly, wavy hair. They're not alone on that one, yes.
You're with us. Mm-hmm. I like this. Mm-hmm. Good and refreshing to hear.
Nice.
Oh, but goodness, we are definitely nearing 90 degrees. It is still looking like that on Sunday and into Monday.
Ooh.
You know, with that kind of heat, we're going to have some stronger storms. I think those are going to be on Saturday night. So keep an eye out for that. But otherwise, dog days of summer. Here
yeah.
A little early, huh?
Mm-hmm. Take it. Yep. Barking. Summer is barking. We'll take it. I don't know what that was. I don't know if I should be on the air right now, to be honest with you guys.
Oh, boy.
Brittany, we appreciate you. Thanks so much. Have a great rest of your day. We'll get people ready for the weekend tomorrow.
Sounds good. You guys have a good one.
You too.
Best in the business right there from Brittany Merlot Jones. It's every morning right here. And it is Thursday. Happy Friday Eve, everybody. Mm-hmm. Seth and I are going to have some fun with you in the next couple of hours.
Yep.
A little bit. Get into the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. And we have how many percentage of Americans think that they're mowing incorrectly or are told that they're mowing wrong?
Mowing incorrectly.
Yeah.
That could mean a lot of different things. I'm curious now.
I really feel like you've really got to be going out of your way to be, I don't know, but we'll get into that. We're going to talk a little bit more about the old Ted Williams or the whole freezing your head thing.
Oh, no. We're going back to that? Oh, no.
Not with Ted Williams necessarily,
oh, okay.
Although I imagine he might come up. at some point in the next hour or two, Seth and I are going to get into 6 money-saving hacks that we have.
Okay.
And the 10 states that love fair food and states that don't like it.
Oh. There's states that don't like it?
Yeah.
Wow,
that's a weird
shocked.
One to me. 9 o'clock hour is jam-packed. Of course, it's a Thursday. We're going to be joined by Tim and our friends over at the Southwick County Humane Society with our Pet of the Week.
Yes, indeed.
Big thank you to Johnson Chrysler Dodge and Jeep Dealership for sponsoring that segment. We really appreciate them. Mm-hmm. More on them later, but buy local, support local. After that, we're going to have some entertainment news. Seth and I are going to get into some local theater, we're not going to get into it alone. Melissa's going to join us.
She's got a sizzle Newsies Junior a little bit for us, which is exciting because I'm actually going to go see it tonight.
Cool.
So she's got it. I hope she does a good job.
You and everybody else are going to get a preview of what she took in, and I'm looking forward to that. Along with that, we'll talk a little more Ellen, maybe for the last time. Also be talking about the Kevin Costner movie, Horizon.
All your favorite people today.
Right,
wow, James,
right,
I'm telling you.
And forget Barbenheimer. What about Clicked or Glicked?
Glicked.
Yeah, that's the next one that they're trying to make happen, which means it will not happen.
It will fail.
Yeah, you can't force these. We'll get into it more.
Yeah, later. Anyway.
we got good stories of the day, and I do want to spend some time on some local events that are going on, because Thursday is a big day here in Rapids with a lot of our local events.
Yes.
But first, I want to kick things off right here. A herd of 45 escaped cows paraded through a neighborhood in North Yorkshire, England, creating a racket that sounded like an earthquake, leaving behind quite a lot of,
You know what cows leave behind?
Cow pies.
Yeah.
Security camera footage recorded in the Ripon neighborhood shows resident Leon Box, 16, going out to investigate the sound and sprinting for safety when he spotted the herd of cows barreling towards him. These were not just wandering cows. These cows had a mission. They were going places.
They were going in a hurry, apparently.
Yeah. She said her husband captured cell phone camera footage of it, so there is some footage out there if you're curious to see. The cows, which apparently escaped from a nearby farm by pushing their way through a gate, were rounded up over the course of several hours by North Yorkshire police. the cows are all doing fine. They're back home and everything. But there's a couple things here. One, I think you have to keep in mind Yorkshire.
Mm-hmm.
And their roads are a little bit different than ours in certain parts of there. From what I saw from the footage, this is an older town.
Yep.
So it's more of a, not cobblestone, but more of a smaller road.
Yes, very narrow streets, yes.
So this is a little like the bulls of Pamplona, coming through and everything. This is a little like that with cows. This is England's version of the running of the bulls.
Maybe they'll start a thing every year trying to do that. Boy, that's got to be weird, okay? It's a sound you don't understand. It's something that happens. What is that? What am I hearing here? Is it an earthquake? I mean, literally, people were probably, is this an earthquake? Is this what I'm hearing? I mean, I don't feel anything. And then realize it's literally a stampede of cows.
Yeah, I don't think that they're, if it's a stampede, I don't know if it matters what it is.
No.
Like, it could be the most innocent animal ever. A stampede of kittens. Oh,
I was going to say,
but it's
a stampede of rabbits, maybe?
Yeah, that charging at you down the road when you don't expect, when it's just a city road and you don't expect that.
That's alarming.
That is a little alarming.
Yeah.
That's going to be a rough start to the day.
Worry a little. I mean, come on.
I am also curious if these cows had a plan, because it sounds like like they worked together to push the gate they open.
That's what I was. The man, I'm telling you, it's like freedom.
You know how this happened too. One cow was trying to get it done, and then another cow came by and started to push it. And like, wait a minute, was this what we should have been doing the whole time? Is working together?
It just suddenly occurred to them. We could do this.
We could do this,
you
guys.
You know how heavy we are? Let's do this. Yeah.
And they got out on the road, and they got like about 20 feet, and they're like, all right, now what? Like, oh, man, nobody had a plan B. Nobody knew what. We didn't think we'd get this far.
Anyone want to go for a run?
Yeah, I mean, so
oh, sure. Let's go for a run. Okay.
They got some exercise.
Yeah, so that's all they wanted. They wanted to do a 5K, and they were fine.
I want everybody to think about that just for a moment. You're going out. You're grabbing the paper. You're just taking a look at the morning day. Nice big blue sky out right there. Taking an appreciation of the morning air.
Oh, that's Northern England. There's no sun.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a very good point. And then cows.
Then cows.
It's stampede of the cows.
Yeah.
Just saw the one I wanted to tag team with that. An Alabama woman is celebrating her 108th birthday, offering an unusual answer to how she keeps herself feeling young.
Oh, dear.
These get better and better.
They don't they?
Her answer, drinking wine, eating dessert, and flirting with men with mustaches. We love you, Helen. Helen Denmark turned 108 on Sunday, and she was celebrated with a party Monday thrown by her friends and caregivers at the Brooksdale Assisted Living in Birmingham. Wow. Denmark said she doesn't feel any older than she did when she was 107, and she says she stays feeling youthful by, you know, as I said, drinking wine, eating
dessert. It almost
dessert.
Always involves alcohol.
Yeah.
It's like, I draw a glass of whiskey every day.
And the Centurion said she still feels healthy and strong.
Cool.
I'll be here when I'm 110, she says. The U.S. Census Bureau estimated that there are about 101,000 people over the age of 100 living in the country as of January.
Wow, that's not bad.
Yeah, that number is expected to quadruple to about 422,000.
Wow.
By 2054.
Wow. As we live longer, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's becoming less and less of a obscure thing to
right.
see this happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a good story of the day. I think that's pretty cool. And, this lady's awesome.
Still, I love the flirting with men with mustaches. Very specific. Flirting with men with mustaches.
That's the thing about it. I love the specificness of it. It is not just a handsome man or a young man. Yeah. It's a man with a mustache.
Mustache.
Doesn't matter what age they are.
Manly just, man.
You got a Tom Selleck on you? You got a mustache? You're good to go.
I'm thinking of all the iconic mustaches now
yes.
over the years. With the baby's mustaches.
I will wholeheartedly admit to the audience, we have talked about mustaches on and off on this show for a couple of years. I want to do a top five mustaches.
Ooh.
Top five mustaches, and we could do this. It might be easier to do it like top five mustaches in entertainment, top five
right.
mustaches in history. Because Perlow had
oh, the detective.
Yeah, he had mm-hmm. a great mustache. Of course, I just mentioned Tom Selleck. Yep. That's got to be number one. It's going to be hard to top Selleck's.
Oh, man, I'm trying to think of when I know he has shaved it occasionally, mm-hmm. and it's so wrong. Tom Selleck, I'm sorry, man. You got to keep that stash.
He's the one guy. Like, I could handle Ted Danson bald before I could handle Tom Selleck without a mustache. I went back because we played Magnum P.I. as part of our Star of the Day the other mm-hmm. day, so I'm watching the intro and I'm like, oh, was that mustache as iconic? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is. It was perfect. He had a perfect mustache.
Yeah, should have had its own billing.
Tom Selleck's mustache, starring Tom Selleck's mustache. We'll come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's Seth and James taking you through your morning here at WFHR.
Playmakers is brought to you by Quality Plus Printing and Wham Incorporated. Be the hero in your family or community with Wham Incorporated, your home for customized team apparel. Tune in to Playmakers Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 5 to 6 p.m. on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and never miss a play.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wasson Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes, just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit wausauweightloss.com or call now for your free no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
We could catch an isolated shower or thunder shower early to mid-afternoon today. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a high of 83. The wind east becoming northwesterly at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 61. Tomorrow, sunny 85. The weekend, scattered thunderstorms. Otherwise, partly cloudy. Warm and humid with highs in the upper 80s to near 90. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Happy birthday, happy birthday.
I actually wanted the Beatles one.
Oh, I thought I keep forgetting to put that on there.
Oh, it's not on. Oh, that actually makes me feel better because I keep thinking I'm going to hit it.
No, no. Okay. I'm going to put it back on.
It's time for the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Head on over to El Cafe. They are open. They are waiting for you. They've got an amazing menu for you and some wonderful people to greet you. 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Head on over there. Check out that amazing menu and all the great stuff that they have over there. And buy local, support local. Support those that support us, everybody. Head on over to El Cafe. Let them know we appreciate them sponsoring the Birthday and Anniversary Club. And get us those birthdays and anniversaries.
Please do.
We want more and more of them. I've mentioned it before. We would love to spend more time on you guys than the celebrity birthdays. And we can do that if you get us more and more birthdays.
Exactly.
Send them to info@wfhr.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. And of course, call up
424-2600. Do it today. Do it now.
Yeah.
Right now.
Right now. Right this second.
We'll wait.
Well, we were waiting there. That was your moment. You were supposed to call
right
there.
Come on, man.
Feel free to call up, everybody. Seth, I need a 1 through 3.
Let's go with 3 today.
All right. That gives us our qualifier. So we can get right into celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a happy anniversary, a very big happy 65th anniversary to Jan and Ding Langloff.
Oh, happy anniversary, you two. Nice.
65, you two. That's beautiful.
65 years.
That is beautiful. That is one of the more beautiful and good stories of the day any of us are going to hear. Happy 65th, you two. And I say celebrate right into the weekend.
Yes.
You go right ahead and celebrate all weekend long.
Celebrate all month, man. If you've been married for 65 years, you can celebrate all year.
You can do what you want.
Do what you want, man.
I really feel like after 50, you can do what you want. Yeah. You know, go ahead and celebrate and enjoy, you two. And thank you very much for sharing that anniversary with us. We wish happy birthday to Doug Berg.
Happy birthday, Doug.
Enjoy your day, sir. Hope it's a great one for you. And our qualifier is actually a good friend of the ours in this community and the station. We wish a happy birthday to Carol Runrow Brody.
Carol, happy birthday. Congratulations.
Carol, of course, of One Rose Greenery, Greenhouse.
Yes. Wow,
I love that place. It's a fantastic place. I don't know much at all about plants, but I know it's beautiful and it smells great over there.
That's
and,
right.
And I can tell you, as somebody who has bought a handful of roses for their mom, they are incredibly helpful over there at what to do and know how to pick the right one.
Yes.
I'm actually sneaky good at picking a good flower. I don't know why. I don't have any in expertise in this or mm-hmm. anything. But they are great. Like the bouquet stuff at two, especially, you know, making it look good.
Arrangements.
And everything.
Yeah, very good arrangements.
Hey, here, flower. And they're like, well, maybe we'll put
a little
like,
bit more there. Yeah, maybe look nicer.
Are you sure, flower? No.
By the way, when your last name is One Rose, do you have to go into the flower business? I think you have to.
I'm pretty sure Carol wanted to be an architect. And she had to.
She's like, no, your name is One Rose. You got to do flowers.
Happy birthday, Carol. You're a qualifier. Keep getting us those birthdays and anniversaries, mm-hmm. everybody. You could qualify and you could win some free El Cafe at the beginning of next month.
Awesomeness.
We take a look at our celebrity birthdays. Alyssa Cara is 28. She won Best New Artist in 2018 at the Grammys. A lot of people say that's a kiss of death. her hits, Here, Stay, Scars to You're Beautiful, and the Moana theme song, How Far I'll Go.
Yes. Yes.
Does very some good work.
She's very, very talented.
Let's see here. Little Kim is 50. Wow.
Wow.
Little Kim is 50. Probably
she's out of jail now, right?
Yeah, I believe so. probably her most famous song is the Lady Marmalade songs you did with Pink and Maya and Christina Applegate. Mm-hmm. Or Christina Aguilera.
Yep.
It'd be great if it was Christina Applegate, though. That'd be great. Kim came in 5th on Dancing with the Stars in season 8.
Mm-hmm.
A great actor that has not really gotten a lot of big opportunities, but I really hope still does at some point. Michael Rosenbaum is 52 today.
Ooh.
He is one of the best Lex Luthers I've seen.
Mm.
He was Lex Luthor on Smallville. My sister loved that show. I watched it with her. Mm-hmm. And it was an okay show. I didn't really get too into it. It was way before we were bombarded by superhero stuff.
Yeah, it was. That's true.
It was ahead of the curve on some of that. And it was giving you actually a pre story on Clark Kent that you hadn't gotten before, mm-hmm. Clark Kent in high school.
Right.
So the stories were interesting. The CW writing just never hit where I thought it should hit. But his performance as Lex Luthor was fantastic. He was charming. He was evil. He was good. He is
charming and evil. I love that.
He has since played Maritinex in the Guardians of the Galaxy movies.
Oh, gosh.
Where that role was supposed to be bigger, but they had to cut it here and there. And James Gunn has told him, like, I'm going to use you. And he used him in the third one. And I think he's going to have something else coming up, either as that character or something else.
That'd be cool.
He's a handsome guy, too.
Yeah, right.
He was actually on the pilot episode of Always Sunny in Philadelphia and killed it. Was amazing on there. He's a good actor. I like him. He's also the voice of the Flash on the DC Animated Universe.
Oh, didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah, he does a good job of voice acting, too. Let's see here. Suzanne Vega is 65.
Oh.
Now, did she find Luca now that there is a famous Luca? He's not on the second floor anymore. He's on the basketball
court.
No,
she's too busy hanging out at Tom's Diner.
Yeah, that's it. Nicely done. Nicely done. Now, she's one of those artists that I kind of thought would have more. Like more work just as a writer, as a singer.
You know, I think part of it is because she never did more. She was never that big in the pop world.
Yeah.
She's married to a classical conductor, Michael Tilson Thomas, who so she's like a musical everywhere. She does stuff for all different genres. And she's a fascinating person, and she's a very talented musician, but she doesn't always do everything in the pop idiom. So
I didn't know that. I'm really mm-hmm. happy to hear that. That's great to hear. Because I'm a fan. I like her work.
Yes, I am too. She's very cool.
Giorgio Armani is 90.
Wow.
How many knew that Giorgio was still alive?
You got me on that one, man. I thought he was gone. Honest,
I didn't know he was around. I did not. I'm not trying to be mean.
It's just he's been around for so long.
Honestly, when it comes to logo people, you know, people that are fashion logos mm-hmm. and stuff, I don't oftentimes think that they are. And just because I think that that's what we grew up around.
Exactly.
But, you know, we didn't grow up around Mr. Lee. You know, our Lees, our Levi's were, you know, we didn't, I don't know.
Who are you? Yes. I got to say that there is not a more established name in fashion, especially men's fashion, than Armani. The famous Armani suit. It still means something. Which is not, for some things, that's not so true, but Armani suits are still a thing.
This is about 10 or 15 years ago, but to your point, we had this big, like, a corporate kind of thing with Fox where we were going to get together and we were supposed to sell our show.
Oh, okay.
And
yep.
a bunch mm-hmm. of other people were there that were selling their shows along with some of the more popular shows on Fox at the time, like House and some of mm-hmm. that.
Sure.
And we're going around and we don't know who's going to be there. You know, is Hugh Laurie going to be there and some of these people? And there weren't too many big names, but there were some people around there. Amy Adams was there. Cool. That's how I saw her the second time. And she remembered me because of my hair. And that's it. I'm positive that's the only reason she did, but she was very nice.
Your hair paid off.
But they told us as we're going to this, and we drove there in a limo. It was held at a winery. Yeah. So we're there, and as we're going in, we're nervous. Every one of us actors, none of us are a name. Mm-hmm. And they tell us, if anybody asks what you're wearing, just say Armani. I'm like, what? Yeah, just say Armani. Nobody's going to look. Nobody's going to say anything. So sure enough, our lead actor, Anthony, is a very handsome man. Mm-hmm. And it stands out in a crowd, like that kind of handsome. He's walking around, and he's confident. He's feeling good. Somebody comes up to him and says, what are you wearing? And right away, he goes, Armani. Oh, can I see? I'm wearing Armani. And he just looks at me. He's like, what? What do I do? What do I do? So I immediately, thinking I'm doing the right thing, come over and interrupt the conversation.
Okay.
And try to save him. Mm-hmm. It was a producer that was trying to talk to him. And I got in between it. It felt horrible. They ended up talking later. I saw it.
Thank goodness.
But
I was just
trying to help. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure I might have gotten in the way. I know I got in the way. I know I did. Yeah, fashion mogul. It's such a good... I don't think I could say any more than you did.
No, not really.
That.
No.
People that are no longer with us, Leon Spinks, born on this day in 1953, passed away in 2021. Heavyweight boxing champion of the world for about a minute. unfortunately, Leon Spinks is known more of his failures and what didn't work for him. But it's still, the way he went out, not cool.
Yeah.
And still a heavyweight champion. The great, the legend, Yul Brynner, born on this day in 1920, passed away in 85. I've always said that Michael Jordan, Telly Savalas got it started. Michael Jordan is the one that brought bald cool. But you can make the argument Yul Brynner did that a long time ago.
I'm trying to think, I think we almost might should be giving that to Yul Brynner, because he was bald before it was cool. You know, he was doing it for the Ten Commandments and all that stuff. So, love it, though.
I mentioned a number of times I grew up on a lot of classic movies because my nan and papa wanted me to see the greats. And I've seen the Ten Commandments, The King and I. I watched those with my nana and everything. I actually remember him in Westworld. That was how I actually ended up falling in love with the TV show, is because I watched the movie as a kid.
The classic, yeah.
And it's such an interesting, weird, different movie. And his performance is perfect. It's perfect. For the character he's playing, I don't want to ruin anything, but for the character he's playing, he nails it in ways that I didn't think about until like many, many years later watching the TV show Westworld.
Right.
And seeing some of the great actors performing there and that. But it is The Magnificent Seven over and over again. That is one of my top 10 favorite movies of all time. I didn't realize that, though, until doing this show. And we celebrate people that were in the movie, and I think about it, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's one of my favorites. Oh, yeah, that's one of my... Wait a minute. You know, is that one of my top five, top 10? Definitely. Magnificent Seven, definitely one of my top 10 favorite movies. And it's in part because of guys like him in it.
Absolutely.
And we wrap up with E.B. White, celebrating a birthday on this date. 1899, passed away in 1985, same year Yul Brynner did.
Interesting.
Very. Author, of course, of Charlotte's Web, Stuart Little. You write like one, two of those, you're good.
You're set.
Like I'm sure I wanted to write more or did write more and everything, but yeah, it's quite the career you pull those two off.
I love the idea of children's authors doing nothing but their initials. You know,
yes.
A. Milne, you got E.B. White, you got
There's a story there. There's a story
Baum.
There. I bet. Yes.
Probably,
yes. Yeah. R.L. Stine.
Yeah.
There's such a story there. I haven't found it yet. But I'm
curious
betting
about
you
that.
There's a
yeah.
story there.
Mm-hmm.
There's something where a publisher or publishing house was like, well, it worked for so-and-so, so now you're going to do it. Now you're known as this. George R.R. Martin?
Yeah.
It's kind of a little different version. But
right.
There's a lot of that. And there's a lot of great birthdays and anniversaries out there. If you are celebrating one, we encourage you to have fun, enjoy, and celebrate with our friends over at El Cafe. Mm-hmm. They're at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Marshfield Clinic is in talks to merge with South Dakota-based Sanford Health. The two systems have tried to merge with other companies unsuccessfully. Marshfield was in talks to merge with Minnesota-based Essentia Health last year. Older Wisconsin voters prefer Donald Trump in the latest poll. The AARP survey has Trump ahead of President Biden 48% to 41% among voters 50 and older. Pollster Bob Ward says older voters appear more motivated than usual.
There's typically a motivation gap, but not by the size that we're seeing now. And that's what makes this election really different and why it makes the voters 50 plus such a key deciding block.
Social Security and the economy are top issues for older voters. The poll was taken after the presidential debate. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Port Edwards Fire Department has two new members. Tim Schultz and Chris Diggles were sworn in during this week's village board meeting. Tim Schultz is an active and current fire officer in the town of Rome. He will be one of the department's medical first responders. Chris Diggles is learning the ropes and will start with Firefighter 1 in the fall. After losing close to a dozen department members over the course of the last year, the Port Edwards Fire Department is picking up the pieces and trying to recruit new members. The former chief and many department members quit after multiple clashes with the village board. The new fire chief, Dustin Leese, took over the position about a month ago. The Rudolph Volunteer Fire Department street dance is this Saturday, July 13th. They'll kick off the festivities with a parade down Main Street beginning at 3:30. There will be activities for the kids, food and refreshment will be available before the parade and throughout the evening, and southbound plays from 5 to 10. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
How about that Toby Myers? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' Tobias Myers may not be a household name, but if he keeps pitching like he did last night, he will be. Myers, in his best start yet as a rookie, pitched 8 scoreless innings as the Brewers shut out the Pirates 9-0. Myers is the only rookie in the major leagues to do that twice this season.
Just felt good from the beginning. My body felt great today throwing. Everything felt really good. Defense did a heck of a job. Williams, great back there. Never misses a beat.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Contreras from the first inning kept adjusting with him. Third or fourth inning, he found his stuff, and we played great defense behind him. We hit in the clutch. That was the name of the game, and we stayed with it for 9 innings.
Basketball, the NBA has reached a deal to continue to broadcast games on ESPN, ABC, and they're also adding NBC and streaming on Amazon.com. It's a deal worth $76 billion to be paid to the NBA. Not in the plan? TNT Sports, which now has 5 days to make a counter offer. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
To everyone looking to make mealtime more special, our team member Joel is here to celebrate the Culver's fan favorite.
Our limited time Pretzel House Pub Burger is back. 2 kinds of melty Wisconsin cheddar cheese, fresh beef, or thick cut bacon, all served on a soft pretzel roll. This pub burger has Wisconsin in every bite.
Stop by Culver's for a handcrafted favorite.
From Wisconsin with love.
Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Did you know that our Pet of the Week show on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR has helped over 100 animals find forever homes by connecting with listeners? This is only made possible due to businesses like Johnson's and Sons Chrysler Jeep. Thanks to businesses like these, we hope to help 100 more. Listen to 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR Pet of the Week Thursdays at 9 AM and find that special friend you've been looking for or learn how you can help with current needs.
The 2425 Local in Lovin' It mini magazine is available now out in your community. Once again, you can pick up your books at participating businesses and nonprofits. For just $20, you can enjoy recipes, jokes, contests, and festivals, save tons of money in the area. You can even find great deals on food, drinks, golf, groceries, and most of the area boutiques. In need of a service? Enjoy savings on tires, paint, windows, travel, and mobility equipment. And now you can receive $10 a month at Ho-Chunk Casino in Nakusa. Don't forget, you can also play contests and win gift certificates within your community. Listen for Local and Lovin' It radio ads throughout the month on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR and 105.5 FM WIRI, and get your books at businesses like Hometown Pharmacy, Off Your Rocker, Prairie Sage, Rustic Redefined, The Collar Club Boarding and Grooming, Quality Feed and Seed, Homestead Golf and Supper Club, El Cafe Restaurant in Port Edwards. Let the savings begin with Local and Lovin' It mini magazine, available today.
We could catch an isolated shower or thundershower early to mid-afternoon today. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a high of 83. The wind east becoming northwesterly at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 61. Tomorrow, sunny 85. The weekend, scattered thunderstorms. Otherwise, partly cloudy. Warm and humid with highs in the upper 80s to near 90. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. It's classic. It's a classic.
I know. Love that song.
Nice job with the bumpers, man. Nice work.
It'd be all 50 songs if I had my druthers, but we need variety, so.
We do. Seth and James here with you. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a fantastic Thursday out there. In the age of social media hacks and tricks, it's easier than ever to learn that you've been doing something wrong, which is just wonderful, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, yeah. We all love being...
No, you're doing it wrong.
We love having strangers point out when we're wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing feels better. So great. In a new poll, 40% of adults say that they have witnessed their own parents making mistakes while cleaning and doing other chores around the house, and about half of them tried to correct them. That same half are fools. there's a difference of trying to help, trying to correct.
Correct?
No.
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 That's not going to end well.
I learned real quick. There is one way to work with my dad. And my mom. And it is not, oh, you guys are doing this wrong, let me do it. Yeah, that goes over well. I'm still feeling guilt from stuff that I did when I was like 17 from that.
Yeah, especially if they're like holding a hammer or something, you know.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah,
whoa.
Hey, I learned this new technique. Can I show you this? Or, hey, I think you might find this interesting. There's a lot of ways to do that. That is not the way to do it.
More diplomatic ways.
Overall, they ask people what cleaning tasks they have been told that they're doing wrong. And the number one answer was folding laundry, which makes sense since everyone seems to have their own spin on the right way to do it, quote unquote, right way to do it.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
I am not bad at folding, but I'm terrible with sheets. I don't know what it is, but I cannot fold sheets to save my life. It just can't happen. I'm bad at it. I can do laundry. I can do all those things, but I am not good at that. I like how I say that. It's something I should put on my resume.
Yeah, can do laundry.
I can do laundry.
How about this? The only thing I get excited to fold are towels because they're like rectangles.
Oh yeah,
and they're easy. Just there we go. Don't have to worry about all the angles and.
Yep.
Yeah. Towels are the best.
I have been told also, by the way, speaking of being told you're doing something wrong, you got to go fold the corners first with the sheets. You got to fold the corners. I've been trying this for 10 years, and it's still bad at it. So here are the top 10 chores people have been told they're doing incorrectly. Folding laundry, 33% say that one. Mopping and sweeping, 28% on that. Doing laundry, 26%. Loading the dishwasher, 25%. Doing dishes by hand, 23%. That one I've heard a couple of times.
Okay.
Now, I am a neat freak, borderline neat freak. I work really hard at cleaning dishes, but there is clean, and then there is the way you want to clean. And if you're doing somebody else's dishes, how that is. And that's I've heard that one before.
So you need a dishwasher.
You adjust. Yeah, I imagine.
Because not only does it get them cleaner and more sanitized, it actually uses less water. It's more energy efficient, actually.
That's what I'm learning. I didn't grow up with dishwashers.
Neither did I, yeah.
Okay.
I my parents used to joke, yeah, we've got a dishwasher, Seth, you know.
Yeah, same here. That's why I might insert my name.
Exactly.
I've never used a dishwasher.
Really?
I never used one. No. I wouldn't. You put a dishwasher in front of me, I know I got to put the dishes in there, but I'm kind of lost after that.
Sadly, I'm one of those people that the dishwasher has to be done correctly when you're loading it, because otherwise, and partially it's because it doesn't get as clean if you don't do it.
Mm.
But also my sense of aesthetics is like very much, for whatever reason, with dishwashers. It's like, no, it's got to be like this.
This is one of your things.
I don't have a lot of stuff like that, but that is one of them.
That's good to know. Gardening and yard work, 21%. And then here's the interesting one. Cleaning furniture, 16%. Dusting, 16%. I'm sure that there are some details to those. But the one that stood out to me was mowing the lawn. 18% of people have been told that they're doing that incorrectly. And let's put aside the fact that you're not using a mower that works, or you're not lowering the mower enough so that it's actually
cutting the
grass low enough for you and your liking or what have you, or your area. Some areas have to have a little higher grass than more, some others. But what are you like going in circles? Are you like, doing serpentine?
Doing patterns? Yeah.
I mean, what are you crop circles? What are you doing? How are you messing this up?
I would love to see someone put crop circles in their own lawn. That would be hilarious. That is a great question. Is it because you're like not going in the right path. I don't know.
I don't know how you mess that one up.
How does the other person know you're not doing it right? Just like it's got to be about, you know, the pattern you're going in. That's got to be what it is. It's like, no, you need to do it this way.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I will say, one of the things my family and I, we did for odd jobs when we first out here is lawn care. Mm-hmm. And my dad worked for a local
landscaping business?
Yeah, kind of thing. And worked with them. And I did some of the mowing on the side. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if he couldn't get this lawn, I would do it or whatever.
Right.
And they had to be well done.
Of course.
So I think I was going left to right, and he's like, no, up and down. And it was a big deal to him. And so me being me, of course, because this was apartment complexes we were doing.
Oh, okay.
And there's a long stretch.
Oh, gotcha.
So sometimes I would still do that, and he would come back, and he would either redo it or just bark at me.
Like critique you. Yeah, no, look at this. You missed this one blade of grass. No.
Well, maybe there's ways. Maybe there's some other ways. Let's find out. Good morning. You're on the air.
Do you pre-wash your dishes before you put them in the dishwasher, or you do put them in dirty?
Mm. I put them in dirty.
Okay.
I do not pre-wash. Nope. Mm. Because,
never heard of this.
Part of it is because dishwashers nowadays are so good that you really don't have to do that. And we have a newer dishwasher, so, I mean, get off the big food chunks, of course. You don't want to put those in there, but, no, I do not pre-wash them.
Mm. Yeah, because I feel, obviously, I think it's just a matter of opinion, is that I think the dishwasher will last a little longer, and those filters don't fill up so bad if you pre-wash. But, you know, yeah, you don't put the big chunks in, but I try to, you know, like the sometimes if they don't rinse their dishes after having eggs and you throw them in the dishwasher and the yolks get all crusty on the plates, and they don't.
Yeah, it depends on what you're using to what kind of food it is, because like you said, eggs are one of the harder things to clean off. Chocolate is the worst. So then you have to, you know, certain things you do have to clean a little bit more before you go in there. Otherwise, it just won't come clean, no matter how hot the water is or how strong the jets are, kind of thing. Yeah.
I get what you guys are saying, but to somebody who has never really been around a dishwasher, it sounds awfully silly.
Doesn't it?
You're washing your dishes before you throw them in the dishwasher. Oh, okay. All right. I mean, to each your own. Two Americas. I don't know.
The other thing is, if you wash your dishes before you wash your dishes, it kind of defeats the purpose of saving water by using a dishwasher, because you're using more water.
I could see though some stuff is just too corroded to, you know.
Sometimes you got to do something like that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Right. But then when it comes to the lawn thing, though, I mean, I'm kind of wondering if that is yelling at a kid that's cutting grass, because I mean, I know when I was, I mean, especially when you're teaching your kids on how to cut the grass, you know. Yeah, you're doing it wrong, but here, let me show you how you're supposed to, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, they're not lining it up right or whatever. Dad, you're missing patches because they're not lining it up. But, yeah, to have that percentage for not doing your yard right, it's got to be a pattern thing.
It seems like it's got to be.
Checkerboards or whatever it is they do. And
my dad was actually a really good teacher and really took his time with me and my brother and sister, was good about most things. But there were certain things, especially like work-related stuff, where he was the guy. Because I learn better by seeing somebody else do it and then let me do it, you know, that kind of thing. So I would go to, hey, can you show me? And he would show me, and then he would just do it. Like, I would never get the mower back or the hammer back or anything like that.
This is how you do it, James. Now go. Dad, you already did it.
Yeah, and he would look at you like, what? Like, man.
So you play Tom Sawyer.
Yeah.
There you go. He was. Right. Yeah, that's right. He was Huckleberry Finn, right? Yeah.
Without trying. Yes.
Without trying. He wasn't fooling his dad into this.
No. Always good to talk to you, man. Thanks for the call.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Safe travels out there. We got to get to break. We'll come back after checking in with our partners. We'll have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Don't drag yourself out in the cold to make your family a healthy breakfast. Recover and call El Cafe and order a family-style breakfast to go. Scrambled eggs, ham, bacon, or sausage. Toast or pancakes with hash browns, and all of this is $8 a person. Call El Cafe at 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Where do grown-ups go in the water park capital of the world? Well, go to a water park. You'll find one nearly everywhere you go.
go relax in a cabana, go golfing, going for a nice dinner, oh, go for the special, go for the weekend, heck, why not go for the whole week? Go to a show, go shopping, go tour a winery. Wow, we're really on the go. Say, I could go for a beer. Need a day at the spa? Go for it. Wisconsin Dells, it's go time. Plan your grown-up getaway at wisdells.com.
Hello, doorman. I have questions. Word around Wisconsin Rapids is that DoorWorks is the business to ask about all things doors.
Why, yes. For over three decades, we've been the premier door service provider in Wisconsin Rapids and the surrounding areas.
What services do you provide? And can I order a custom style or color?
We supply, install, and service a variety of doors. If we don't have it in stock in our large warehouse, we customize the style, color, and more. Call DoorWorks for a free estimate today.
When President Biden wanted to set the record straight, he didn't call WTMJ or WISN. He made the call to Civic Media Network's Earl Ingram Show.
I screwed up. I made a mistake. That's 90 minutes on stage. Look at what I've done in 3.5 years.
From now and through the election, count on Civic Media to give you unparalleled front row access to the stories and newsmakers that matter most. Hear the complete conversation now at civicmedia.us. When you need real news and great conversation, count on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
A remote Brazilian tribe deep in the Amazon rainforest was recently able to access the internet for the first time ever. Tribe leaders say that they almost immediately had to institute time limits or nothing would get done.
You know, we don't hunt fish and plant crops. Mm-hmm. We're going to die because we don't have any food. And guess what, everyone? Amazon does not deliver to the Amazon. So, which is kind of an oversight on their part.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
We could catch an isolated shower or thunder shower early to mid-afternoon today. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a high of 83. The wind east becoming northwesterly at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 61. Tomorrow, sunny 85. The weekend, scattered thunderstorms. Otherwise, partly cloudy. Warm and humid with highs in the upper 80s to near 90. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Welcome back, everybody. Growing up, I didn't appreciate him that much, but my Uncle Bob went and followed ZZ Top for a while. I was a big fan of them.
Oh, wow.
And he was one of my bigger music influences. Mm-hmm. Him and my dad were great friends.
Yep.
And he was a huge ZZ Top guy. Talking about the way that those guys played guitar together, mm-hmm. was something that I always thought was interesting. And it's something, as I get older, I'm appreciating their music a little bit more, actually. I love that intro stuff.
One of Jimi Hendrix's favorite guitarists was Billy Gibbons.
It says something right
now. I know. It still blows my mind.
But I don't know many bands that have two great lead guitar players, let alone their guitar players are so in sync. They mm-hmm. play so well together. It's the idea of like Allman Brothers with harmonizing.
Mm.
It, to me, that's the only comp I have to their guitar playing. And a great band. Great band. Fun band. Band that took advantage of music videos.
They, like, 100%, man.
They saw an opening, man.
They jumped right in.
Yeah, and good on them for it.
Yep.
Seth and I are going to take it to the top of the hour. Keep in mind, the 9 o'clock hour is jam-packed. It'll start off with our good friend Tim from the Southwood County Maid Society. Tim might even be bringing in a friend and another friend, a furry friend, with our Pet of the Week. We'll find out who our Pet of the Week is. Thanks to not only our friends at Southwood County Maid Society, but of course our friends over at Johnson & Sons Jeep Dealership. Appreciate them being a part of the show and sponsoring that segment. Buy local, support local, support those that support us, everybody.
Indeed.
And Melissa Kay going to join us for a segment where she's going to give us a little bit of a preview of the a fantastic play that is going on right now and heard good things about.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking forward to all of that. Talk a little WRCT and have some fun there. We got all that coming up, and we got a couple of other big topics and some other entertainment news to get into. So we got this one right here for you for now. Trying to spend less. Someone asked people in Reddit, a Reddit group called Frugal, for ideas. And here are a few money-saving hacks from, they say, cheap people.
cheap people.
What is your definition of what a person is cheap? Because name me a person that doesn't want to save money or doesn't love getting a deal.
Right.
Please, if you are that person, call right up 715-424.
I spend money like a drunken sailor.
I will admit, I'm a little sensitive on this one. Being Jewish, it is one of the stereotypes that we get hit on very early. Mm-hmm. I was 10 when somebody was doing that on me. 10. I went to get an Italian icy, and I didn't have enough money. And the guy thought that I didn't want to spend. And he says to me, he was Italian, by the way, and just looks at me as like, oh, you're Jewish. Of course, or it was some along those lines, and
right.
I remember going to my mom and dad and be like, I didn't understand.
You didn't understand that, right?
So I'm a little sensitive to that one.
Gotcha.
I do have to say, of all the stereotypes, guess what? You're all Jewish. You're all Jewish. If that's the case,
it's true.
I mean, every single one of you out there, welcome to the fold, everybody. I'll tell you when the meetings are.
Who doesn't like saving money?
You got a lot more holidays off now. Congratulations. it doesn't make any sense to me. It's one of the, it speaks to the dumbness of stereotypes.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's look at this and see what everybody would like to save more money and how you can.
Mm-hmm.
You can't buy something unless you get rid of something else.
Oh.
You'll buy less junk and end up with just the stuff you really want.
Interesting.
That is interesting.
Yeah.
That's an interesting kind of idea.
I've never heard that before, but that's cool. Yeah.
It seems a little not the same thing. My son has taught me more and more about minimalism, mm-hmm. and he does that. And I wonder if that seems a little bit like that, of the minimalism is. Use a budgeting app to track impulse purchases. Just the purchases you didn't really need to make. It'll show you how it all adds up at the end of the month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good way to see. You know, that's part of what, and we'll probably hear this a couple times again, finding out what you're doing now first is probably the thing you want to do, and then you can realize, oh, I can save money here and I can save money there. Knowing what you're actually doing, though, is important.
If all my money was in cash, mm-hmm. I don't think I would spend it like I do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've talked to younger people about this, and they don't feel this way. They feel actually the opposite in many ways. Oh, I got to look at my bank account. Oh, I got to look at my account. I got to look at my account. For me, growing up in a cash society, I knew how much I had all the time.
It was right there in your pocket.
I was always aware of it. And not having a lot, you hung on to it more. There's something about not seeing it and it being in a digital world and just numbers and everything that I'm not saying everybody, but a lot of people have been adjusting to that mm-hmm. more and more as we get less and less, become more of a card society and less of a cash society. Mm-hmm. Use the library. It seems like no one does that anymore, even though it's free. A lot of libraries let you stream movies for free now or even check out tools.
Yep.
Libraries have evolved to get more and more used, to be more and more useful to the communities.
Just using our library, the Macmillan Memorial Library, as an example, all the stuff that they do there. I mean, we've got the Makerspace. I mean, or the space, I think, as they call it now.
Yeah.
They changed the name. But the place where you can do stuff, you know, they've got tons of board games. You can check out board games from the library. How cool
That's
is
awesome.
That?
That's
Video
awesome.
Games, movies. I mean, yeah. Books, books, of course. But, I mean, seriously, they have all this stuff available. And you don't have to pay anything for it.
Love our friends over at Macmillan. Mm-hmm. Go visit them today. Pay with cash when you're out with friends. Take a set amount with you, and it'll keep you from overspending, especially when you're out drinking. My friend Chris has been doing this for as long as I think we've been going to the bars.
Really?
Yeah, that's always been a thing of Chris. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I think that's actually a really smart move.
Yep.
It's not going to necessarily keep you from pulling out your card when you've been had too many or something, but...
But at least it's there, yeah.
Yeah, it's hopefully a
helps you out, yeah.
Yeah, a bump in the world, you know, to keep you from...
A little reminder, if nothing else.
Plan your meals while you shop.
Like, yes.
Like if pork chops are on sale, do that instead of chicken.
Mm-hmm.
So you go in with a list maybe, but it's a loose list.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of pork chops, dinner.
You're
writing, I got to cover dinner for Thursday or whatever or something.
My family, we plan our meals out a week in advance before we go shopping because we know, so then we know exactly what to get. So.
My mom used to do that and I miss that so much. I miss somebody actually thinking for me that I should eat.
Yeah.
I am bad at remembering. I am bad at doing it. And I will admit that's probably the one thing I miss that I could use. Somebody planning out my meal. And God help them if they tried to do that with as picky and as bad as I am as an eater. Pack a lunch. Not a new idea, but someone did the math and found it saved them $35,000 in 12 years. That's about $3,000 a year.
That's a lot of money. That ain't hay, man.
That person lived in a city.
Yes.
That person definitely lived yep. in a city, if you're mm-hmm. saving that much. Or you went out every day.
Yeah, that does happen. You know, some workplaces, you know, you go out because it's easy, you know, convenient. But bring your own lunch. Can save you a lot of money.
Yeah. There are many different ways of saving and not spending as much out there. Mm-hmm. BuzzFeed has a list here for you, along with this one right here. If you want to check it out, go ahead and go to BuzzFeed.com. And if you have any ideas, go ahead and give them to us. 715-424-2600, 424-2600.
I got one.
Yeah.
With the proliferation of sports gambling, don't gamble.
Yeah, there you go.
Seriously. That's I can't think of a faster way to lose money on nothing than to go online. And it's easier than it ever was before right now. And that's the thing. That's where I think we're going to start seeing some problems.
The house always wins.
House always wins. That's why they do it. That's why they're in the business.
Do you notice that you don't see a lot of casinos going out of business? Well, ones that aren't run by a former president. Notice that?
Very, very few. Very few.
Have you seen many casinos in your lifetime go out of business?
Mm-mm.
Have you seen many casinos go around and, hey, we're lowering the prices on this and this and this and this. Everything must go. You know, No.
Having trouble filling the joint, right?
Yeah. Nope. They're all doing well for a reason because suckers keep going there thinking you're going to beat the house. The house always wins. And that's the way the game is constructed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yes, you're meant to feel good winning a couple hundred or $1,000 or something like that. That pulls you in. So when the first thing they taught me in Three Card Monty when I was a kid, it wasn't how to shuffle the cards. It was how to read people.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the people that come up and they think they got this already. So you feed into that a little bit. Let them win a round or two. Mm-hmm. And they start putting more money on it and everything. And that's when you pull them in. And there's the skeptic that doesn't believe they're going to win anything. So they win and they leave. So you usually don't let them win.
Yeah, exactly. Those are the ones that you don't.
Yeah, and there's processes to all these things. That's Three Card Monty. Put that on a larger level of actual hustle, like the true like hustle that is the casino world, which mm-hmm. I am nothing. It's all legal. I have nothing against it.
Oh, right, yeah.
To each their own. A lot of people love that kind of entertainment, but nobody loves it more than the casino.
Yep.
Nobody loves your gambling habit more than the casinos, or maybe the Wisconsin lottery or whatever state lottery we're talking about.
There's a speech that Robert De Niro's character gives in Casino that I need to pull out because it is so good. And it's exactly what we were talking right now. But the way he does it is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of his better jobs. One of his better monologues. That's saying something. I wanted to take a little time talking about some local events, and coming up, we have the 58th Annual Wisconsin State Water Ski Show Championship.
Woo!
It's presented by Bank First. It'll be a thrill. We will thrill spectators July 18th through the 21st at Red Sands Beach, right here at Lake Wasatch in Wisconsin Rapids.
Yeah!
Hosted by our Wisconsin Rapids Aqua Skiers since its inception, this four-day extravaganza showcases 23 of Wisconsin's premier water ski show teams with 72 individual competitions, all aiming for the coveted state title and a shot at the National Water Ski Show Championship.
Nice.
Beyond the thrilling competitors, attendees can enjoy a variety of family-friendly attractions. Mm-hmm. The event grounds boast concessions, diverse vendors, a welcome beer garden, and exclusive tournament apparel, ensuring there's something for everyone to enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Adding to the excitement, Visit Central Florida will live stream the entire tournament globally.
Wow.
That is pretty cool.
They must hold the championships down there then in Central Florida, my guess is. Yeah.
It's a smart move by them.
It is, though. Absolutely.
I didn't know that they were doing this, and that's pretty cool. I think that's good.
Very neat.
Did anybody, when you and Beth and the boys moved to town, did anybody tell you this event was happening or coming up or anything?
No. As a matter of fact, I think we either learned it from here or we stumbled across it. But I know it's kind of hard sometimes for, like, kind of on the bubble activities like this to get, you know, the word out and that kind of thing. They're starting to, though. I think they're doing a better job now than they have ever done with stuff like this, you know, with water skiers and stuff. But the fact that it's here, that's really cool.
This is the world's largest water ski show tournament. They are very well known, and it has been around for a long time. Mm-hmm. But when my family moved here, we didn't know about it. Mm-hmm. So we see this just like one day, tons and tons of people just coming into town. And
what's What's going on?
It was incredible. It was crazy. It was also really cool.
Yes, like,
we felt a little more at home, actually. It was really nice. It's going to be a fun tournament, as it is every year. Mm-hmm. We encourage you to root on our Wisconsin Rapids Aqua Skiers or whatever your local team is, mm-hmm. and support these athletes and enjoy. They get one time a year to really show you what they can
shine,
do.
Yeah.
We encourage you to come down and support them. And, of course, we've got great local vendors that are going to be down there.
100%.
And a lot of your neighbors and friends and neighbors are going to be volunteering mm-hmm. at this event, and encourage you to help out any way you can by just being a good person.
Yep.
Acting right, treating people when they come to town here well.
Mm-hmm.
Every city is looking to increase their population and make it stronger.
Yep.
You want to know a great way of doing that, not only having an event like this, but when you know, people from out of town come here, they're treated right.
Mm-hmm.
And you treat people good, maybe they want to move here. Maybe mm-hmm. they want to come back next year.
Yep.
Either way, that's economy, baby.
That helps us.
Treat everybody.
Right.
We'll take a time out. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
This is local.